All right, Coach's Insight here on Care 93.7, Jefferson County North. Now the topic, football coach Jeff Schneider is joining us, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. As always, we appreciate it. And Coach, a great game to be a part of last week, a big district win. You guys continue to churn along here, another win. But obviously, as you look back to last week against Onega, trailing for a majority of the game, ultimately score a go-ahead, what would be the winning touchdown with under 2 minutes to go. And obviously, the win is good, yes, but just a great game overall to be a part of.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I thought a very hard-fought game by both teams. You know, back and forth on the night, you know, four lead changes until we finally were able to wrestle the lead away from it at the very end. You know, a couple drives during the first half, like to have back, ended up in the red zone and didn't come away with any points. Didn't have very many penalties on the night, but had a couple that were you know, untimely for us in that capacity. But, you know, at the half, we just basically came out and talked about it. And no magical halftime speech or no magic wand at half, obviously. I probably would have been waving that the first half if I'd had anything like that. But we found a couple things that worked for us in the second half, some things that our players were feeling pretty good about, some things they believed in, and we kept going back to the well on those. You know, we finally got a lead. We're down by 10 before the half. Finally got a lead away from them there at the beginning of the fourth quarter. And then tip your hat to Onega. They fought hard as well. They went on about a 7-8 minute touchdown drive in the fourth quarter, consuming most of it. Gave us the ball back with 4 minutes, and then we scored with under two and to take the lead. But here they come back down the field, throwing the ball, had about a 35-yard pass early on, and then we were able to hold them out all the way through fourth down. So really good football game, really fun high school football game. I think the coach, I'd assume to watch, and then our guys are pretty excited about it. You know, feel pretty good about that, obviously hitting district play, but what a hard-fought win, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you take it with a lot of momentum moving forward, and you just feel so much better when you come out of a hard-fought game like that on the winning side of it. You know, we've talked about your quarterback, Will Elias, a handful of weeks, and he continues to put together just an absolutely strong season for you. Of course, you know, who he was, you know, replacing, you know, from the last couple of years. Of course, your team that made that run to the state championship game, he just is seamlessly just kind of stepped in and it's just taken over. And last week he didn't find the end zone, but over 200 rushing yards, and he had the biggest play of the game, you know, that final drive where you guys go ahead. He had a big 60-yard run, which ultimately set up that go-ahead run. We gave him a nod as one of our athletes of the week, and rightfully so. He's been just such a crucial player for you guys this season.
Yeah, absolutely. Each week you can see his confidence grow. And I think that is the same pretty much for our entire team. You know, we've spoken in the past about being a young team. You know, hopefully a win like that continues to gain us some confidence. You know, we've heading down to backstretch districts here. We've continued to improve each week, you know, execution-wise. I had a little hiccup early on, kind of got a few things ironed out. And we've talked about the importance of practice around here an awful lot. And, you know, last week was a good week of practice. And I think that was, you know, that was needed, obviously, to come out with a win. I've been stringing them together again this week as well, too. You know, districts are important because you're fighting for seed. You're fighting for where you're going to be at the final, you know, in week nine. So, you know, as we continue to learn and grow as a young team, we're going to have to rely on guys like that and guys have games like that for us. So, you know, Will's really coming into his own, but I think we've got several players that are starting to make strides in that capacity.
Yeah, you're getting certainly other involvement as well. Merrick Knoll had another great game, finishing off with the 3 touchdowns and over 100 yards. So you're getting a lot of contributions. We've talked about the offensive line in weeks past, how crucial it's been as well for them in the run game. But I just want to talk again about just kind of the growth of the young players. You know, that first week after that loss, you talked about just the growing pains and such. Does it seem almost like night and day how your team is kind of competing, practicing, and performing now, maybe compared to that first week or two of the season?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've made tremendous strides in that. You know, I think this. I think a loss doesn't have to define you, but a win can hide a lot of the things that you're doing wrong as well, too. So, you know, we go back to the film each week and try to point out and try to critique and try to, you know, make a point of emphasis. This is what we're going to focus on this week in practice. This is what our game plan entails. And I think as much as anything, we've found a little bit more depth as the season has progressed. Players starting to develop a little bit more, figured out a little bit better rotations than we probably had in week one. But the confidence, I think, more than anything, is what I've seen grow from my team this year. I spoke about this in the past. You know, we have really coachable kids here. We have guys that will do whatever it needs to be done to help with a win. You talk about the offensive line gelling. You talk about, you know, the defensive game plan. And then we've had more guys continue to buy into that. Getting a good look in practice as well as we've continued to grow. You know, with such a young team, that could have been a really rough thing for us this year. But I feel like we've had a lot of growth in a lot of areas. And then you're seeing him develop out on the field too. So I feel like our guys aren't doubting themselves. They're starting to continue to gain confidence, and it's been fun to coach.
Couple more minutes here. Yeah, absolutely. Couple more minutes here with head coach Jeff Schneider over at JCN, our Coach's Insight program brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. So you build off the momentum, you turn it around pretty quickly, and you kind of erase that game and get ready for Valley Falls in what some would look on paper, maybe see as a trap game, quote unquote. But, you know, this Valley Falls team, they've played a good schedule. They've struggled, you know, this year on both sides of the ball, and it's just been kind of a tough year for them. But how do you kind of dissect this game and match up on Friday night against the Dragons?
We've been stressing the importance of seeding. You know, district play, it's also a league game for us as well. We've been stressing the importance of that. And the thing that I've tried to say to our players over and over, and I spoke about this you know, at our film session earlier this week, is every week is important because you just don't get as many games in football as what you do in other sports. So you need to approach them with everyone, you know, has some that same enthusiasm, that same energy, that same effort. And they're all critical because, again, the volume of them is you know, it's a small sample compared to what you have in other sports. So I think they understand the significance of that. We've talked about, you know, the potential for you know, to continue to develop. And the thing I keep trying to stress for our younger guys in particular is if we're not seeing it in practice, probably not going to see it on the field. So during game day. So trying to stress the importance of that and try to, you know, continue to dangle that carrot for playing time, those sort of things. But more than anything, it's a local school. A lot of the players know each other. It's an opportunity for us to go out on Friday night and continue to improve or regress, and we don't want to regress. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like that.
Yeah, and you get to obviously want to stay, again, atop the district. You and Jackson Heights, of course, still sitting there undefeated, and, you know, Nega, McLeod both sitting there. So, again, it's just jockeying for kind of positioning and some seating right now, and every game's important, as you mentioned. Again, you don't get as many of them, so you got to take advantage when you have the opportunity. Just give us a few keys for this one tomorrow night against Valley Falls.
Well, I think, you know, as it goes in just about any week, I think the game's won up front, the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball, offense and defense. And as our team has grown, I think our offensive defensive lines have grown, saw significant strides. You got to execute the game plan. And then we've done this a little bit better over the last couple of weeks, is take care of the football. You know, had a couple of turnovers there early on. Didn't cost us on the scoreboard, but it really cost us in points and cost us in execution. So, you know, those things can be a momentum killer. So, try and take care of the football and, you know, make sure that we have a good offensive execution.
There it is. Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider. Chargers, again, big win last week against Onega. They are now 2-0 in district play, four straight wins, 4-1 overall, 3-1 in league play. They'll have another league tilt and district game on Friday night. Again, that'll be on the road at Valley Falls. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes. Good luck tomorrow night.
And thank you. Take care.